A more stable economic and institutional environment, improved market access, and intensified trade relations will strengthen demand and create new business opportunities for all. There can be different interpretations and misunderstandings on the association agreements. And that's why we both agreed to pursue bilateral consultations at expert level on the Eastern Partnership Association agreements and the economic consequences on both sides. The European Union is closely following the developments in Ukraine and strongly condemns violence. We call for restraint, and those responsible have to be held to account. We want the fundamental freedoms, such as the freedom of expression and assembly, preserved. The present stalemate must be rapidly overcome through a genuine dialogue between the authorities, the opposition, and civil society.